Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the next year or so, your change may be changing. What I'm referring to are the coins in your pocket and on your dresser at home. There are two bills now in Congress that each would lead to dramatic changes in the coins you carry and spend. Both demonstrate the incompetence of politicians. One would seek to reduce the cost of coin production by mandating that future cents, nickels, dimes, and quarters all be made of steel. Obviously, the sponsors didn't consult the vending machine industry, where steel coinage, which is magnetic, would just about put them out of business. Then there is H.R. 614, commonly referred to as the SAVE Act. It would, among other measures to create savings, accountability, value, and efficiency in the U.S. government, prohibit the United States Mint from striking any coins where the cost of raw materials, labor, and overhead exceeded the face value of the issues. According to the latest U.S. Mint report, it costs more than 60% above face value to strike each cent and nickel. On the surface, it would seem to be a no-brainer to ban the Mint from issuing these two coins. However, there is a problem with this legislation. The U.S. Mint also strikes coins for collectors and bullion buyers that almost all cost more than face value to manufacture. The Mint makes a profit on such issues because they are all sold for more than they cost to produce. The commemorative silver dollars and gold coins all have precious metal content much higher than their denominations. The same goes for the bullion gold, silver, and platinum eagles. A $50 face value gold eagle, for instance, currently has about $1,200 of gold content, but is being sold by the U.S. Mint for 3% more than its metal value. The Mint's profits from selling commemorative and bullion coins reduce federal budget deficits. Why would the SAVE Act sponsors want to prohibit this? Failure to anticipate unintended consequences is a perennial problem when legislators handle matters they do not understand. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.